This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said, "It is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी, हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 crore रुपये से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal, along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. The Staff Selection Commission, SSC, has said nearly 10,000 candidates of Combined Graduate Level Examination 2025 have submitted their examination experiences through its newly launched feedback portal. SSC officials informed that around 2,000 candidates reported alleged technical disruptions during the computer-based examination. The Commission said that each case is being carefully analysed, and if disruptions are found to be genuine, affected candidates will be given an opportunity to reappear. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, in a statement said around 7.16 lakh candidates have successfully taken the exam across the country. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with the National Security and Intelligence Advisor of Canada, Nathalie Drouin, on the 18th of this month in New Delhi. Both sides acknowledged the clear momentum for rebuilding trust and expanding cooperation at the highest levels of political leadership. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that they had productive discussions on advancing the bilateral relationship, including in areas of counter-terrorism, combating transnational organized crime, and intelligence exchanges. The Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on the National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement said a dedicated category has been enabled on the integrated grievance redressal mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints following the implementation of revised GST rates and exemptions effective from Monday. In an effort to directly pass on the benefits of GST reduction to consumers, the Ministry of Railways has announced to slash the MRP of packaged drinking water available in trains and railway premises. Thus, packaged drinking water bottle, Rail Neer and all other brands of 1 litre will be priced at 14 rupees from the earlier 15 rupees. Similarly, the price of such bottles of 500 millilitres has been reduced to 9 rupees from the earlier 10 rupees. The revised prices of water bottles will be applicable from the 22nd of this month. Estonia has requested consultations with NATO allies after Russian MiG-31 fighter jets violated its airspace yesterday. The aircraft entered Estonian skies without permission, staying for 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland. NATO members Italy, Finland and Sweden scrambled jets in response, while NATO condemned the incident as reckless. Russia denied the violation, claiming the flight adhered to international regulations. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj and Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have qualified for the China Masters 2025 semi-finals. The Indian player will take on second seed Aron Chia and Sobuk Wee-Ik of Malaysia in the semi-finals later today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.